Hi, I'm Dr. Joyce Starr, and welcome to Rights Radio and rightsradio.com. Our topic today is thwarted hope. To help pay for graduate school, I assisted a psychologist who ran experiments with mice. It wasn't very long before I felt even more upset for those little creatures than for myself. It was a terrible experience. My job was to document their response to frustration, hunger, and shock. The goal was to so decimate their little spirits that even when food was presented, the mice were too traumatized to eat. They couldn't do anything right because right became wrong. I started thinking about those mice over the past few weeks, concluding that there were strange parallels to how a large segment of the American public, perhaps the majority, is feeling these days. No matter which direction we go, there's a shock waiting. We're hungry for hope, but hope eludes us. In fact, a growing segment expects the proverbial tomorrow to be worse for themselves and their children, not better. Not so the billionaires, because, well, how do you lose a billion? Not so the mega-wealthy, who have enough to carry them through, including the richest 50 members of Congress. Not so corporations, because, as proven during this recession, corporations make money and increase their stock price by cutting jobs. Not so government workers and those on the public gravy train, city workers who get a fat raise while services are being cut. But here's the point. If you're in a maze, being shocked, abused, and starved of hope, it's because someone with substantially more power dumped you there and locked the cage. One day you were a free person, and the next day you're part of a grand experiment. It's as if someone kidnapped you in the middle of the night, tasered your brain cells, and you didn't feel a thing. Tomorrow looks like yesterday, but there's a qualitative difference. Yesterday you were free. Today you're an experiment. Hungry for a new home, a new car, will dangle a meaty tax break. A loan modification will give you a fat illusion. Healthcare will give you a plan that you can't understand, raise your healthcare rates, and eliminate excess calories from your life. Will raise food prices and the cost of living and convince you that life is getting better. Will dangle $15,000 gifts in front of your children, so long as they're between 16 and 24, so that your kids can re-elect us even if you vote against us. We'll give your tax money to groups who declare their allegiance. Pretty soon, you'll wise up. You'll take the right path and we'll even let you pass through to the next flap of the maze. We'll give you a bit of nourishment, water your soul before it becomes completely dried out. And then, just when you think hope is truly on the horizon, we'll shock those little paws of yours so badly that you will never dare question us again. So back to graduate school. Admittedly, I scrambled the numbers on the final day of the quarter, never to return. It seemed the one and only thing I could do at the time. I couldn't set the mice free. I couldn't stop the professor from torturing them. But I could make his life a bit more difficult, raise his frustration level a notch, and deny him the results he expected. The question is, what can we do for people so stuck in the maze, so demoralized and hungry for hope, that they no longer remember who they were? This is Dr. Joyce Starr with Rights Radio. Bye-bye.